What is the government telling the doctors here?
Well, the government says the radiation level here in Koriyama now is very safe, and the government check the radiation level every 1 hour, and the level of here in Koriyama or Fukushima or Shirakawa, the middle part of Fukushima prefecture, it's about 60 kilometers or 70 kilometers away from the nuclear plant, and they all have the safe level of the radiation. No need to worry about your health or some diseases.
Apparently yesterday, there's 26 centers, I guess, in Fukushima, Ken, and maybe more than 10,000 people were checked. And according to the reports, we have only six people were found to have some radiation contamination.
Contamination, yes.
So does this sound about right to you based on what you've heard?
That's the same information we get. And we doctors are said, even now, it's safe to live in Koriyama or Fukushima, middle part of the Fukushima prefecture. And please be cool and not in the panic.
Right.
Be in the panic.
The situation now is they're trying to get things under control at the reactor number 3, reactor number 4 at Fukushima 1. If those spent fuel rods go critical and radiation, high levels of radiation are released into the air, what will you and other doctors do here or have to do? Do you have any ideas? Has there been any information from the government?
Well, I'm afraid we doctors also have not enough information from the government, because everyone had no experience about this kind of accident, and many medical staffs or doctors are worrying about ourselves also, and our patients or our cities. But the one thing we can do is to get the information from the government or from the prefecture level, and one thing we can do is to believe it. So the information we have now is it's still safe here in Koriyama. Still same safe level at the, in the Koriyama city.
The U.S. government advised its citizens early Thursday morning that within a 80-kilometer radius to leave the area. Koriyama is within 80.
Within 80 kilometers, yes. But, for example, in Tamura district, about 60 or 50 kilometers, it's also a safe level, I hear, but no one knows about the changes.
But if there's large potential radiation exposure, does this city or this hospital have some sort of disaster plan for that kind of event? Because you've had the nuclear power plants here for many, many years, decades, actually.
That's right.
Have you done some sort of drills or training for that type of event?
Well, unfortunately, we doctors are not have enough experience about the patients who have the radio disaster or radio disaster or diseases. But we know about the anti-radio drugs,
radioactive.
But not the hospital level. Maybe in the city government level, they have the kind of anti-radiation drugs. And if the level is upper to the health injury level, the city government says they will give to every citizen to give the drugs, got that kind of drugs.
Did you ever anticipate that we might be in this particular situation we're facing?
For me, this is the first situation I've never experienced about that. And we are trying our best to get rid of the worries about the patient or to get rid of worry of the citizens.
You're trying to relieve their anxiety.
Yes, are they
anxious?
Yes, very much. Even in nurses or staffs in hospital is very worried about that. But they come to our hospital and work for the sick people, so we are now trying our best.